From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. We're only a little more than a week into hurricane season, and emergency officials are already trying to combat what they call hurricane amnesia. It's been nearly 9 years since Hurricane Wilma hit South Florida, so officials say they're kind of worried that people have forgotten what it's like to live through a major storm. But they have some jazzy high-tech tools at the ready. In Palm Beach County, for example, there's a smartphone app called DART, the Disaster Assessment and Resource Tool. Palm Beach County Emergency Management Director Bill Johnson explains why the app is so important.
90% of individuals surveyed in the state of Florida do not know whether or not that they're in an evacuation zone. And I think that's really, really critical information, because what's the most dangerous element of a hurricane is not the wind, it's actually storm surge.
The app will tell people where the nearest evacuation zones and shelter areas are. It will also let residents and businesses report in real time which areas are being hit hardest by any particular storm. Well, U.S. 27 is now open again between Alligator Alley and Southern Boulevard in Palm Beach County. The road was closed overnight and early this morning due to smoky conditions from a brush fire in the Everglades. Smoky conditions were reported throughout South Florida, all the way east to Biscayne Bay. It was so severe at one point that the National Weather Service had to issue a dense smoke advisory for much of the region. Authorities say some 2,500 acres have burned in western Broward County. They believe a lightning strike may have sparked that fire. Meteorologists with the National Weather Service say that afternoon rain could help quell the fire, provided there are no more lightning strikes. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's Paul Leary.